4.2 million Americans have now been canceled by their insurance companies.
Canceled your show.
And Futurama's been canceled.
Canceled.
Canceled too soon.
Is officially canceled.
Be canceled twice.
His launch pre-order bundle was canceled. Do we know it's a his?
Have been effectively canceled.
And abruptly canceled.
From Target is canceled.
Or unceremoniously canceled.
The plan was being canceled.
The cabal has been canceled.
The role of the Rothschild family.
Money and power.
Monsanto and a few other chemical companies.
Culling the population through eugenics is their answer.
The World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Trade Organization.
These are the most disgusting people on the face of this earth.
For they control the information.
The powerful few people who run this planet.
They're not as powerful as you think.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now brings you Cancel the Cabal with Stephen Roberts. Stephen Roberts.
Red or blue?
And welcome, everyone. It's Friday night in the UK, Ireland, Scotland, and elsewhere, and it's Friday afternoon here in America. I'm Stephen Roberts. I'm just going to do a few things until Ben comes back or maybe he'll even join me. I don't know. He went out to get some tobacco. But I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I've been sick here lately for the past 2 weeks. I finally did get some antibiotics from a doctor last Friday, and I've been taking them for a little bit here now. James Mason, I don't know if he's got the same thing I have or not. Well, hang on a second here. I got to... let me get rid of these Facebook things here and the chat. That's what I was doing. Get rid of all these distractions here. I've actually got the radio right now. If anybody that is listening from the Facebook players or the Weebly players, it is being out there. It is being broadcast. I know the player is down. But I have the radio now. But anyone can. Just need to go to a Weebly site, maybe. It can. Somebody can. If somebody can get a hold of a Weebly site. My Weebly site has a player on it. And anybody wants to, they can go to cancellookaball.net. That's my Weebly, and they can get on the player. I've just put the Weebly in there in the Skype chat room. I can share it on Facebook. That might get some people out there, too. Let me see here. Yes, there's also the HTTP that can be listened to also. Give me a few seconds here. I'm just trying to put some links out there. I am on air and trying to pass out the link. To the player. Sorry for the silence, whoever is listening. But we are on air. They can go to mycancellthecabal.net and get the player that way. Yeah, try the link. Or my Weebly. anyone wants to come on for a few minutes here, we'll talk about a few things. Otherwise, I'll just wait till Vin gets back. I thought I would talk about some things. Things that bug me. Why people don't have honor anymore. It seems honor is gone. It seems shiny little trinkets. It seems shiny little trinkets seem to be what everyone wants. Everyone doesn't seem to want to have any kind of honor anymore. No respect for others. No respect for themselves. But we just push on and try to change things. That's all we can do is push on and try to change. If anyone wants to join me there, I have put the link on Facebook. It should go to everyone that wants to see where the player is. I have one on my site. And put a song on, and I'll put the other link in there also. See how that's working. So we'll be right back here in a couple minutes, everyone. Well, the subject matter is whatever we want it to be. Let me type in the chat room there. And give someone a call here. It's going to come on. And just waiting on the Skype call here. Hope he turns his radio off.
Hiya, Steve.
Hello, Pat.
This thing's quick.
You got to turn your radio off there?
Oh, jeez, give me what you say. One VLC, now you know what I mean? Forgot all about it.
I must have called you too quick.
Ah, it's no problem. It's no problem. I accidentally lost it, and I'm not that clever with this computer, so I ended up getting VLC.
Well, I started out, I said I was going to talk about some honor. Why there isn't any honor left in the world.
Well, I don't think it's a case of there's no honor left, Steve, right? It's been obfuscated by the bullshit that we're getting fed with.
Yeah.
Right?
It seems these shiny little trinkets, the silver and the gold and the nice shiny dollar bills seem to be the only thing that people want.
Yep. Well, see, at the end of the day, to me, everything, all the solutions comes back to sovereignty, mate.
It does.
All the solutions come back to sovereignty, you know, and when people understand, or should understand, right, it makes no difference where you are in the world, that the problem is the same. Everywhere the history has been manipulated to be polite, right?
Yes, yes.
And the whole point of the manipulation is to remove the feeling of worth for every flesh and blood man and woman on this planet.
Well, that's why the monetary system was invented, Pat, just to manipulate people's feelings. People's emotions.
The whole system is built to bury the knowledge.
Certainly. People erroneously think that more money means better, and it doesn't.
Yeah, that's right, because they're taught greed.
Greed, yes.
Right? But the whole process is to hide the fact that people have the credit that all this monetary system works with. Everybody, all people, everybody with a beating heart is the real credit source for all of this. These people have made it look upside down for centuries. Centuries, man. And people have fell for it. That's why we get so much indoctrination through television.
Oh, yes. And
that's
politics.
Why we get as much indoctrination through the papers, everything else, all the films.
The media.
So-called thing to make you believe that you are not your own authority, that another authority exists above you, when it's just not possible. It's not possible.
No, it's not.
How can the system exist above you, with an authority over you, when we and I, yourself, people individually, are the credit to the whole system. That's what they're hiding.
Yes, it is. We give our power away on a daily basis.
Because we've been trained to believe that authority is a controller.
Yes, it is. Did you happen to see? Did you happen to see that little video I shared? I'm not sure if I sent one to you or not, but it was the Aboriginal woman over there in Australia.
I don't recall that, Stephen.
It was in a Facebook message there.
Oh, is that? Wait a minute. Was that the wee woman that's fighting the banks?
I don't know if she's fighting the banks or not. I'm not positive.
I remember, Steve. I remember reading one of it. A wee woman's doing a great job there against the banks. But the banks are easy to beat, really. All you have to do with the banks is here, produce your bond.
It is.
Right? Produce your license. Right? And that license is whether you collect money or distribute it. And not one of them have a license, mate. The only people that can grant that license is, guess who? The creditors. And who's the creditors? Us.
Yes.
Legislation can't do anything without people. And it's the same everywhere in the world.
They can't do anything without people that acquiesce.
That's right. You know what I mean? They just built the whole education system. And as I said to you, television, newspapers, every other part of media that you get is there to obfuscate the whole knowledge of who we, the people, really are.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And at the end of the day, when you know you're the source of credit, right? You don't need guns. You don't need ammunition. All you need is a wee bit of knowledge and a wee bit of courage. That's at the bottom rung of the ladder, right?
Absolutely.
Do that. People challenge them. They're gone. They have got nothing.
Absolutely. You know? Yes, they've had control for so long now, Pat.
Yeah.
There are
like everything else, its time has come.
Did you? There was another video I caught earlier on today, Pat. It was of a woman and her sister left two young boys in a home somewhere here in America. I don't remember where it is now, but anyways, after they left, the house caught on fire somehow. Don't know what the two little boys did. I think they were young boys, you know, that would not have known better, and they may have gotten into something. And the house burnt down. Neighbors couldn't get to them quick enough. The two boys died. The neighbors tried to get in, but the flames were too big, and they just didn't want to risk their own health, their own, their own lives to save these two boys because the fire was too big. And at the end of the video, the woman says, boy, I need to go in there and check and see if my purse, because my purse was in there, and my food stamps were in my purse, or my food stamp card. Over here in America, they have a card now. They don't give food stamps out anymore.
Well, that,
the welfare stamps.
Like empathy in the statement, man, says of all the years.
Yeah. She had to go. It was actually her two nephews. And that's what this woman said. She had, she said, I need to go in there and check and see if my purse is okay because my food stamp card was in there. And, she just didn't seem to care much anything about the boys, just about her purse and her food stamps.
Wow. That to me is suspect itself. Just thinking about that, you know what I mean? Even suppose they weren't their nephews or anything, it's still life. You know what I mean? Why lack of empathy for life and worry about blasted stamps when two young kids have just been robbed of their whole future?
Certainly. No one can even, I wouldn't even leave a pair of 9-year-old boys or girls alone in a home.
Any age.
It wouldn't make
any odds, Steve. Normal people wouldn't do that.
Nope. Not at all. But I think these were younger boys, like 4 or 5 maybe, or even 6. But that still doesn't matter.
Jesus. Heartbreaking, that is. That's heartbreaking.
But yes, it is.
I mean, the lack of empathy there is the anger. The anger trigger if people let it go, right? You've got to control it, right? Because that's what these people want. The control system has no empathy, no thought, no morals, and no emotions for any other life than theirs.
Well,
people need to catch on. Governments are not here to look after you.
Yeah.
Governments are here to enslave you. They're runaway now.
Yes, they are. They've
simple and needless order, for a simple reason that people have been robbed of the knowledge of who they are, who they really are, how important they are to their system. They want to control you. They want to control every bit of equity on this planet, and the only way they can do it is by controlling everybody on the planet. We're the creditors, not them.
That's so true. So true. You
know, it's as simple as that. People want it explained. I can give my simple view on it. That's the way that I do things. I strip everything to the simplest answer I can get. That way, there's no confusion, no complication, and no controversy. I've been broadcasting the same for just over 2 years now, right? Nobody has ever told me that I'm wrong. Not that I'm bragging about it, right? It's just that once you get to simple, where else can you go? There's nowhere.
Absolutely. That's
right. You're absolutely right. Because if it's not simple, it's complication. If it's complication, it's legal. Legal is the enemy. It's not lawful.
That's right.
Simple.
Now, I've read the definition of the difference between legal and lawful, but explain that to somebody that might be listening that doesn't know the difference, Pat.
Well, the difference is, right, a definition I read about legislation, all legislation, doesn't make any difference where it is in the world, whether it's America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Argentina, Africa, Scotland, England, Ireland, it's all the same. A place where great frauds are negotiated. That's the definition of legality. Legality is not law. People need to realize the only way that legality can be law is by consent. That's why you got all this crap all across the globe here with the cops beating people up, trying to exercise their assumed authority. They have none. The people have all the authority. The people make the law individually and collectively. They're the real lawmakers on this planet. It's not the so-called legal barker-carrying society. Even they, when all these rules come up, right, all this legislation comes out and everything, right, even they within their society must consent to make that law on them. So what does that tell you? It tells you that everybody has the power of consent to anything, any of the goods that are in, on, or above this planet. We are the sole stewardship of that equity, and it belongs to all of us, not a few. Definitely not corporations. They are robbing everybody on this planet. That's the result of the research that I've done. You'll get sound as you get everywhere else. You've got all this Freeman stupid rubbish, right?
Oh, yes, exactly.
Right? To me, the Freeman whole movement thing, right, when they're dealing with courts, right, they're feeding out false information to people that's going out there. Basically, what they're doing is feeding, teaching people how to be fodder for the court system. That is the basic truth. Because what I call, as you'll see on Facebook, Facebook, right, you go on there, you'll see it, all it is creating fodder for the legal washing machine system. That's all it is. Legal is a corruption. Legal is the corruption. People need to stop accepting that somebody, anybody, has any authority over them unless they step out of real natural law. Real natural inherent law. No injury, no harm, no loss to another. It is so simple, right? What other law do you need to live by? None. You don't need 1,000 new acts and statutes every week to work by. How can anybody learn that law? Nobody can. Not even the lawyers can learn it. The natural law is so simple. Everybody can learn. If you don't cause injury, don't cause harm, don't cause loss, there is no law broken. And you make your law within the bounds for you. Not for anybody else, for you. How simpler can it be? It can't be any simpler. It definitely can't.
No, it sure can't.
Nobody can enforce anything on you. Water charges, meter charges, electricity charges, whatever. It's a con. We're being ripped off for the pittance of equity that they offer us, whether it be welfare, social, whatever country you are, whatever they want to call it. It's a rip-off. They give you as little as possible, and then as many the corrupt things that they can think of to steal that equity back off you. It's as simple as that. It really is so simple.
It absolutely is.
It's not difficult. People should be aware of their own power. Time to stop this abortion that we call legal legislation, legislative bullshit, basically. That's what it is. We have lived it. All our generations lived it. It created all the immigration from Europe, all over the world, to populate America, to populate Australia, New Zealand. They used the people, but they caused the trouble elsewhere, and then enticed them with the prospect of a new life. The only difference was, when the people got on the boats, they were on it as well. It's as simple as that. And the people were fodder because they were used to so-called authority leading them. Right? I mean, it's just not right. Another fallacy as well, right? When you read history there, right? Oh, this country was taken over by so-and-so. You know what I mean?
Nothing was taken over by nobody. We give it to them. We give it to them.
100% correct, Steve. Right? And the way that worked was, they installed the leaders, or they helped them on their way, but they were all definitely part of the Crown Corporation, right?
Well, certainly. I've always had a problem.
That's right.
I've had a problem ever since I was a little boy. Why somebody would think that they're better or more special than someone else.
But that's the divisions. The divisions are numerous. There's thousands of them, right, that these people have created. Rich against poor. Color against color. Size against size. Hair color. Eye color. Any blasted thing. You don't come for this bit. You don't come for that bit, right? Immigration. Illegal aliens, right? There's no such thing as foreigners in this planet, because we all have the right to be, travel, walk, and own everything that we stand on. Only the area you stand on. It's as simple as that. And if you choose somewhere to live, that's where you live. That's your stewardship. You've got to make sure the land is looked after, everything else. That's what it's there for, right? Towns and cities were built to create the illusion of freedom. Towns and cities are the easiest places to control. I mean, there's two examples there that I have spoken about before. Then I'll say that, right? There's two great big so-called disasters, right, in Scottish and Irish history, right? They were not disasters. They were planned for a simple reason, that they had the towns and cities going, and they had day people believing in legislation, the kids going to school, getting educated in how to obey authority and all these things, right? But the Irish famine, right? So-called famine. It was not famine, it was genocide.
It was genocide, yeah.
It was genocide.
They deliberately took food out of the country, didn't they?
Yep. Aye. By train. Every day.
By right? Two-thirds? Is that what you said, Pat?
Beg your pardon?
By two-thirds? Is that what you said?
Oh, aye. Easy. In fact, I would say just a wee bit more than two-thirds, because the British troops run trains every day. They run the food out of Ireland. Every day. Ireland is like Scotland, right? It's so fertile, man, they could feed the world just between the two of them, right? I mean, the other part of that is the Highland Clearances, so-called. Oh, the landowners needed the land to get the sheep. Who gave them the blasted land to put on the sheep? Because the people never voted for it, right? The Irish people, the Scottish people, are so aware of the word sovereignty, right? That's why you get all this publicity now. Sovereignty is an evil terrorist word. Sovereignty is not an evil terrorist word. Flesh and blood people are the law on this planet. And there's more of us than there is of them, by a long, long way.
Yes, there is. Maybe someday us little people will figure that out.
Yep. Well, it's got to be. I mean, the whole purpose of all that, Steve, what they'd done there was, they had the towns and cities, as I say, more or less the open prisons, do what you like in here, the illusion of freedom, right? But where the real law resided was the people in the rural communities who were still working their land, still lived by the old law, and the knowledge of that law had to disappear. And what they did, they killed, they shipped out on the immigration ships. It's as simple as that. There's not many people go on the immigration ships that lived in cities. No matter where in the world they went, it was all people that worked the land. because the ship took the knowledge of the old law. They shipped out everything, every bit of information that was pertaining to the old law. They shipped it out of here. And then they proceeded to degrade the knowledge of the old law in the so-called lands of milk and honey. Not so much milk and honey going about now, eh? Doesn't make any difference whether you're a millionaire or a guy that's living on the street. This system is still stealing off you. And everywhere in between, this system of legality is stealing from us all. Stealing from the whole of humanity. That's the way, that's my view on it, man.
Yes, it is. Vin just posted something on Facebook there, Pat, about a minute and a half ago. it says, it's a guide to the royal houses of Europe. I don't know all of these crowns, but I'm sure one of them has to be the British. And I would imagine one has to be Belgium crown.
Doesn't make any difference what label they had them with, Steve, right?
But his post says that they're child abusers, rapists, mass murderers, drug traffickers, thieves, and fraudsters.
That's right.
And people just seem to adule all of these so-called royals.
Yeah.
They've been brainwashed themselves to think that they have special blood from some special bloodline. Well, I don't even know where this thinking comes from.
It's very simple, Steve, right? Half of the world, I would say more than half the world, right, believes in this organized religion crap, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Organized religion to me, right, and I've researched it all, right? I was brought up a so-called Catholic, right?
Oh, I was for a bit too, myself.
Right, so...
For 9 years.
Yeah, but even as a kid, I questioned it because it wasn't right. It just did not sit right with me, right? And I'm in my 60s now, you know what I mean, right? So you're talking a long time ago, right? When I was coming up, early 50s, whatever, right? That never ever sat with me. Not for 1 second, man. You know? And they had a thing going then, which they stopped now for, was Africa was the time, right?
Yes.
It doesn't sound a lot of money now, but at that time, right, every Friday we'd dig in and put 3 pence towards a fund for the black babies in Africa, right? I'm 66 now, and they're still doing it, right?
Yes, they are.
But do the people in Africa get any of that money to them? No, they don't.
No. Well, the people, what the 7 billion... almost 7.5 billion now, people of the world don't realize is that there are so many life-saving technologies out there. There are so many technologies out there. Africa could feed the entire world with the land mass that it has.
Africa is still feeding the world, Steve.
Yeah. But the technology has been out there for many years, Pat, to that can turn desert land into farmland.
Yeah, that's correct. Africa is feeding the rest of the world and not feeding the people in Africa.
Absolutely.
To keep the people down. It's the same story, right? They don't have the incumbents in Africa for the most part. Africa, Asia, they don't have the incumbents, the trade name binder, the birth certificate, right? A lot of people get upset with the birth certificate. To me, it's a legal creation. It belongs to them. It's got nothing to do with people. Nothing to do with people. It's a fraud, and all their teaching, all their propaganda is to make you believe the fraud. Why do you think when cops come up to you everywhere you go, what's your name? What name do you want? Oh, the one on your birth certificate. You give that name. You have really committed a fraud, because on every birth certificate, if you read it, it says on it, not to be used for identification purposes. So how the hell can it be you?
Yes. Did you see that question that Jimmy popped in the room there? Wanted me to ask you about the word you. Didn't it? Wasn't you originally meant to be said to a slave?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they call slaves you because they didn't really want to know their names and they just wanted to address them somehow?
Yeah, steal their equity. There is a great document out there. People should read it, right? And it's called The Achilles Heel Is You. People should get that, download it.
Oh, sure.
Read it cover to cover.
Is that a book?
That explains to you who you is. You does not exist. Why do people think that when you get into a court, right? People that get into court will know this, right? When the court sits, the judge sits there, there's nobody at his back, right? But when the judge is looking out, the place is full of people, so he says you. And if you're the one standing in the front, people automatically assume that that is him.
That's right. What's the name of that book again, Pat?
The Achilles Heel is You. It's very simple to read, very simple to understand.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If they ask you the little piece of paper that has your photo on it, your driver's license.
Ah, but whose photo is it?
Yeah.
Right? If you go there, if you say if a talk's like, right, you got a cop that comes up there and you're in the airport and they go like that, is that you? It's very simple. Ask it a question, right? How can that image be you? You can't be two places at the one time.
No,
living flesh and blood is living flesh and blood. Everything else is legal conjure. Everything. Doesn't make any difference what you do. Everything is a legal conjure. Everything that they ask you, everything they want you to do, right, is all geared for you to comply. And when they get you to comply, they're getting you to do what they want the whole world to do. And that's obey. Now, I'm a Scotsman. I'm my own man, right? Everybody is their own man, their own woman. Everybody is what the shell they're in. Nobody has authority over you. If you obey the natural law, you have committed no crime. All these inventions about speed traps, speeding ticket, light out. Where the hell does all this come from? They are only methods of taking away the equity that you have worked for, or if you're not working, out of your welfare. That's what that is. It's to reduce the equity in your pocket at every stage, everything that you can think of. If they're giving you something, they're not giving it because they have any empathy for life. As you said yourself earlier on, they're stealing kids. I have a mate now who's very heavily involved in exposing that. He has a great chance of exposing it. And it'll go viral. And I mean viral. This information has got to go out to people. People have got to take their head out of the sands and realise that when they're abusing old folks, supposedly in care homes, and they're stripping them of their property and everything just to stay in it.
Well, they do. They do abuse people in the old
homes. Yeah, that's right. Right? They poison their water. They poison their air. Their medication is full of the illnesses that they try to tell you they're trying to cure. So where is the empathy for life that people believe in? They have no empathy for anybody. Vaccinations for kids, right? Well, one of the worst ones, I think, is Gardasil, right? They're giving it to young women on the basis of protecting them from cervical cancer when they come to maybe 22, 24, 25, 30, whatever, right? What they don't tell them is they're injecting them with the cancer.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
There's women getting, you can hardly call them women. There's 20, 21, and 22-year-old girls getting breast cancer.
But they're still women.
Yes.
Right? But they're exposing women to all sorts of cancer. The vaccination they're giving them is supposed to be for cervical cancer, right?
Yes.
Now, if it's for cervical cancer, why are they planning to give it to boys?
Yeah. Boys don't have a cervix.
Ask these questions, you know what I mean?
Yes. Boys don't have a cervix.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, right, people are going to sit and just look and go, here, what is good in this legislation for any flesh and blood human? And the short answer is, nothing.
It all goes back to honor, Pat.
Yeah, and we're the only ones that can provide on it. The only people who can justify honor. We are the only ones. There is no honor in legality. There is only law that can provide the essence of honor. It comes down to each individual and their business, right? It's up to them. They have the free will and choice. If it don't obey the law, put it aside. And legislation, nobody is obeying any, bar we, the slaves out here of the system. And that's what we are, by the way. We are all slaves, in one form or another. Okay, we're not wearing the yokes, we don't have the whip guys. Well, the whip guys, to me now, are the so-called police forces all over the world, right? And half of the people that are in that just don't know either. They haven't got a clue. Because what they can't afford, the ones at the top that run this, who are a very, very few, I believe, right? But the ones at the top cannot afford to know. They can't afford them to know what the top ones know. What's like the, like all the best way to explain it is all the mafias, right? What do all the mafias breed? They breed greed, right?
Sure they do.
Yep. So they work on a process of, well, you get to know enough for the position they want you, right? But sooner or later, greed takes over. They want to step up, so somebody has got to go. These people are terrified of that scenario because look at all the traitors to the human race that is between them and us. That's what people need to think about. The people at the top right now are not sitting in a comfortable position. A prime example of that is, I don't know if you heard about this, Steve, or what, but there's a thing. We all know that the Vatican's at the head of every legal move and teaching, right? They actually write the rules for legislation.
Certainly they do.
Right? Now, have you heard about the apostolic letters?
Have I heard what?
About the apostolic
no.
letter of the Pope.
I heard some rumors about one that came out last year.
No, this year.
Okay.
The one that came out this year.
No, what was that about?
Yeah. Just give me a second, I'll get it for you.
There was one that was rumored to come out last year that he was giving permission to all of the country's courts to go after all of the heads of state war crimes or
everybody, right? Yeah. Basically what the Vatican did there, right? And this will let you see just how much trouble there is at the top, right?
Yeah, but that one came out last September, I thought.
No, the one you're talking about came out in November 2013.
I actually heard about it in either September or October.
Yeah, November, well, no, that was the old Pope. First three in 2013 was the previous Pope, right?
No, I thought this, we've had this Pope for 2 or 3 years now, I think.
Oh no, oh no! The first pontific letter from this Pope came out on the 15th of December 2013. Right, it was published on the 24th of February this year. Right, basically, what that letter does, it removes immunity from all corporate officers, below the Vatican, of course. That has implications, right?
It does.
They're the creators of legality. They push it. They're creators of the financial system. The whole lot, right? Everything goes back to the Vatican, no matter what way you want to do it, right? And to me, that is saying that there's a lot of trouble, like a tidal wave, if you want to class it as a ladder, right? So you've got a great big ladder, and this tidal wave is about to blow over the top of it. What they're doing is great big buckets and try to shovel the bullshit that's coming their way and moving it, right? They're moving it now down the ladder to the corporate squad, everybody below them. They have now opened them up to private prosecution with everybody. That's welfare, police, lawyers, everything. Everybody in the corporate world, that's what that has done. That's a tool there for everybody. That's bankers, everything. It covers everything. They are now open to prosecution now. And people need to get the knowledge. They need to have a serious look at everybody that's sitting there being foreclosed on. They want to steal their homes or they want to steal your land or anything. They need to have a look at this. They need to teach themselves and get the understanding of just how corrupt legality legally is and has been. I'm angry at it and I'm passionate about it, right? But because I watched my father, my grandfather, and then I think about my great-grandfathers and the generation before them, the working conditions that even slavery didn't have for a pittance, and they still robbed them of a portion of that pittance. That bugs me something terrible. You know what I mean? That really, really bugs me, man.
Oh, yes, it does.
But it just shows you that the corporate world, because it's all corporate, right? Another document out there that people should take a right good look at. But when you're taking a good look at it, beware when it comes to UCC. And you've got UCC USA, UCC UK, There's no such thing, right? The real UCC is a uniform code. They've even tried to corrupt that. You go in and read the uniform code, and the minute you come to somewhere where it mentions numbers or countries or anything else, that is legal interference. Don't even get near it, because it's only a trap for the courts. It's as simple as that. It just puts you in the legal wash machine where you'll be for years, cost you more money, and that's all part of the system. It's very, very simple. You know, people need to have a look at it. Trade name binder and the Achilles heel is here. That explains basically everybody's basic position right at this moment. It doesn't make any difference who you are, where you live, anywhere on this planet. That explains exactly how you've been used.
Yes, it does. Well, how about a break here, Pat?
Yeah, well, I'll go and grab a wee cup of tea if you don't mind.
All right. I'll give us about 10 minutes here then.
Oh, no need that, man. 5 minutes is fine.
5 is fine? All right.
You know, but at the end of the day, sovereignty of the flesh and blood man is the answer to all this. In fact, I would go as far as to say the sovereignty of the flesh and blood man is the reason for all this legality to steal the equity of every man and woman on this planet.
All right, everyone. We'll be right back here in just a few minutes. Need to turn that back on there. That song didn't work too well for some reason.
I'll get a cat one day.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're still on air. I'm trying to get something to go on. Okay, let me see here. Huh, it seems... I still can't get anything to play. Looks like I'm going to have to drop the stream and open up my Sam again. Hang on a second here, Pat. All right, welcome everyone. We are back.
Oh, I thought we were on air, mate.
No. We just got back up on air. The song just got done playing.
All right.
Well, we can go ahead and talk about what you was talking about, continuing on from the break there.
Well, just people need to...
Yeah, it's simple. It's really simple. I've been saying this for months now, Pat. I think if...
It's simple, Steve. I've been saying it for the last couple of years now, right?
Yeah. I think if we just told the beast we're not going to comply with it anymore, because when you break it down, Pat, all we really need is fresh water and good food.
Yeah.
Do we need anything else?
No, none. Because humanity will do as it's always done. It'll progress. No matter what bureaucracy or so-called authority that has ever been over the thousands of years has never lasted. This one's time is up, because the whole aim of it is for the whole of the human race to just obey this assumed authority that people say, right? They go, it's a government, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's take things from a simple point of view, right? What are all the governments, so-called cabals, so-called rulers, right? They all have a plausible deniability.
Sure they do.
Right, and the plausible deniability is a certificate of incorporation, right? They'll go, it's a government. Okay, who is a government? The government is a piece of paper. It's dead. So what are these people in between the so-called government and the people? What are they? Basically, they're thieves. They know what the score is here. It doesn't make any difference where they deny it or where they don't deny it, where they just say nothing or not, right? They know it. You get an independent that gets into any of the political parties, right? All the political parties, if you check it, are all registered corporations on their own right, just the same as your birth certificate is. That's a registered corporation. Everything works in corporation. It's legal, therefore it's unlawful, and it's stealing off of every one of us. Very simple. Very, very simple. As I said to you before, that's the way that I work. I try and take everything as simple as I can get it. Then that way, there's no room left for controversy. Controversy is the word in action that makes all lawyers fat and makes their wallets even fatter.
Yes, it does. And their knowledge of the language makes that happen too. Their knowledge of psychology makes that happen too.
Yep, they just follow a system, right? They just follow the system that has worked for years and years, right? People can say that I'm anti-religion, right? Basically, yeah, I'm organized religion. I'm anti-organized religion.
I am too.
Right? I'm not against anybody's faith, right? But if you want to strip something, and you want to strip it nice, sometimes you need to face a cold, hard truth. Right? Everything that's created, whether it be through the Bible or everything, is all legal. It's all legal. The Bible enforces authority on the people. Whose authority? The people are the law. So who has the authority? The law is there. Natural, inherent law you're born with. You know? It's very simple. Put 1,000 kids, 2-year-old, together. Do you see any of the problems that this world has now with racism, hate, religion, different faith? Do you see that problem with these 1,000 2-year-old kids? No, you won't.
No.
You will not see it whatsoever. That's the way humanity is. If the inherent law was not in their kids, they would not be doing what they're doing. There is no division among the human race. And that's another thing that people learn or should teach themselves. There are no races on this earth. There's only one, and that's humanity. It's very, very simple, people. You know what I mean? To me, I don't get it, right? Who would have the audacity, right, to try and work out the plan that the creator of this great creation has in store for mankind? Who, what human on this earth has that knowledge? What human on this earth has got the name of the creator? Nobody.
That's right. That's right.
And it's very simple. You want to convince yourself of it, right? It's like all the alien stories, right? Which is another blessed thing that, to me, does not work, right? The alien stories, the so-called leader stories, are all concentrated in one or two individuals, right? They make it out as this invisible power came and told this man the message. That man passes that message on to other people. Right, all the way through it, all the way through history, right? Now, if you add, this is only my idea, by the way, that's my opinion, right? If all throughout the eons of time, and you had a power there that you wanted people to know had real authority, right? Why would you not talk to thousands at a time instead of one or two?
That's right, that's right.
You know, it's very, very simple, Steve.
It is.
Everything like religion, legislation, right? Yep. Legislation could not be in the communities all the time, right? But what is in all the communities all the time?
Well, you know, the religions of the world, I'm not sure about over there, but I know over here, they sold out to the government. They're
part of the government, Steve, right?
Yes. But when right. when they started the 501c3 tax exemptions, they told the churches that they couldn't speak about the government anymore. They couldn't talk ill of Caesar anymore.
Yeah, correct.
It used to be over 100 years ago that if there was a politician that was doing something wrong, the clergy over here would be the one leading the charge to their office.
Yep. But at the end of the day, they're all still part of the Crown Corporation, right? Now, you think about it. All the so-called charities are out here. Heart foundations, cancer foundations, fight against cancer. You know what I mean? Kids charities, anything, right? Every one of them, every donation that goes to them goes to a bank. Does not go to the charities. The charities are where the banks hide their money.
That's right.
It's not hard to find out, you know? I mean, every bank per se that's on this earth is bankrupt, except one, and that's Immobiliare. Where is that based?
Which one?
Immobiliare.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Immobiliare is the Vatican Bank.
Okay.
That's where all...
Is that where all the other banks' money leads to?
Everything. Every halfpenny tax that's collected anywhere in the world, goes into what's known as a consolidated fund. Who controls the consolidated fund? Immobiliare. Taxes do not benefit any community anywhere in the world. There is no law anywhere on this earth that compels, binds, or anything like that, any human to pay tax. There is not even a legal definition of so-called law that binds a legal persona to pay tax. So why the hell are we all doing it? Very simple. Does it make any difference where you are in the world?
If you call them up and ask them, they'll tell you it's voluntary.
It's a voluntary action, right?
That's right.
But when they send out the warning notices, and the greed puller, right? They never tell you you have a choice. Either comply or don't comply. They don't tell you it's voluntary on the threat paper. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Because they're putting the threat papers out to people that haven't got a clue. And you get all this rubbish about, oh, tax evasion, this company evaded tax, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. You'll get these tax haven countries all over. It's a load of bull, man. There is no such thing as tax evasion. No such thing as tax evasion.
Not if it's voluntary.
Well, you take it back to Aaron Russo, bless his soul.
Aaron Russo, yes.
Put in some job there exposing that there is no law anywhere on this planet that binds anybody to pay tax. People should take a good hard look at Aaron Russo's videos, especially in America. Take a right good hard look at them and decide. There's a couple of people, there's a farmer I remember seeing, this is years ago, mind you. The farmer took him to task, they took him to trial, right? They tried to pressure the jury into the judge telling the jury the law. Where does a judge get off telling the jury the law?
Well, the judge tells the jury the lies. That's what he tells them.
Yeah, that's right. But the judge should not be addressing the jury. The jury are in there to make a decision. Thankfully enough, the people that were on that jury, a couple of them, had the gumption to demand the information on the law that declares anybody needs to pay tax. And the judge is back against the wall because be under no illusions, people as well. Everywhere in this world where you have a lawyer, whether you're employing them for your defence or they prosecute anybody, it's not there for your justice because there is no justice in the legal system. Every lawyer in that system takes an oath to protect the Crown corporations. Make any difference what capacity is in. If he's got a bar card or she's got a bar card, she is there with a hidden oath to protect the Crown. They're not looking after your interests.
That's right.
Very simple. There's a lot of things that you can go and check. They're easy to verify. Easy. Very, very easy to verify. And as I said, and I'll keep saying it, stay away from controversy. It starts to look difficult and complicated. It's legal. Go back to simple. This is why now all over the world now where they're trying to change the so-called application of law, they're trying to get it now where only lawyers can testify in courts. Testify, defend, whatever.
Certainly.
Right? This is what they're trying to do all over the world.
Yes, they are. Are they trying to tell you that you're not allowed to present yourself in court?
Present, yes. Interesting word that present.
Well, right? I didn't say represent. I said
present. That's right. Because represent.
That means you're not able to talk for yourself, so you have to have somebody talk for you.
Correct. Right. Now you tell me. Well, we're on the subject here. We covered a wee bit earlier on, right? When people are up for foreclosure, right? That a lawyer represents the bank.
Yes.
Right? If the bank is real, the bank is the accuser. Why is it not standing in front of you?
That's right.
The simple answer to that is
the same.
The bank is also a piece of paper. It can't stand. It's got no life.
The same way that the somebody that represents the state tries you in the court.
It's a corporation.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, if you trace a corporation back, a corporation can only be a piece of paper with a corporate stamp on it. It's dead. It's a tree that's been dead or old cotton or whatever it is that's been made up. It's dead. So how can that have an authority over flesh and blood? What people need to realise is legality, right, which basically covers everywhere in the world, right, was actually formulated in 1666 with one simple act done in the British Parliament on the same day that the Great Fire of London happened. Now, there's a coincidence, eh? And that act was Sesto Quae Vi, which basically... Sesto Quae Vi, 1666. Look it up, people. It's not difficult to read. Look it up. They have changed a few things in it now, trying to make it more plausible and favourable to them. But look it up and read between the lines. Basically, with that act done, at that time, was declare every human within the British Empire, which America is still under. USA Incorporated is still under to this day. Everybody in the British Empire, every human flesh and blood in this empire was declared dead. That was to facilitate the legal entity of your birth certificate as a trade provider. That's why it's a corporation. All they had to do then was convince you that that birth certificate is you. Very simple. You're taught in the school. What's your name? Johnny. Johnny, what's the name on your birth certificate? Wrapped with a ruler or something across a knuckle. What's the name on your birth certificate? On your birth certificate. It belongs to the Crown Corporation, so how can it be you? They created it.
That's right. That's right.
They create you. Your mother created you, right?
She just happened to name me Stephen.
End of the day, Stephen, right? People need to pay close attention here, right? Creation, right? If you create a tool that helps people, you're entitled to make a profit off of that because you've tried to help somebody, right? It's your creation, right? As the original quote, a copyright in old law, to every cow her calf, it cannot be denied. She bore it, born, it's her property. It's also her offspring, not her child, not her kid, not my son, my daughter, so-and-so. Offspring, which people have got to learn and teach themselves, because a child stealing society legislation uses child, son, daughter. There is no legal determination for offspring. And the reason for that is because offspring can only be the property of the creator. And I don't mean the creator that created everything. The woman created the child. Therefore, that child is the property of the woman. That keeps everything away from people claiming that you're not doing something or you've got no authority over that child. That cannot be done. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that people need to take. In fact, they need to take a look at everything. Everything that's in legality that either creates a division between, because what the target is now is a family, right? If there's anything there that's causing division in your family, your neighbourhood, your community, even nationally, that's all created division. It really is. And it's very simply done because people accept that there is authority that can enforce something on you. When it can.
Hello, Pat. Well, we have a guest with us.
Oh, I see Julie.
Hi, Jill.
How you doing, Jill?
We're on air, Jill.
You can't hear
anything. We can hear you.
Right. Let me try again.
I'll just tell her.
It really is simple, Steve.
It is.
People just really need to take a look, you know. Take a look at things going about them.
Hello, people.
Hi, Jill. How's your head?
Can you hear us now, Jill?
Yeah.
How's your mum?
Oh, she's good. I've got to wake her up in a minute. I'm going to do a show with her.
Are they?
You
I'm
are.
I'm running away from old people's homes. It's not called that. Hey, listen, where's the
network?
Where's the network?
the chat room is down. If somebody wants to listen to it, they have to go to the HTT player or somebody's Weebly. My Weebly has a player on it, so I've been passing out my tuna player.
Oh, that was a good idea. Well, I don't know what happened to Vin. I think he discombobulated or something. I don't know where the fuck he is.
You're on air, Jill.
Oh, good. Am I really on air?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is probably listening.
Oh, good. Oh, well, discombobulated is what you did, is it, Vin? I don't know. He just vanished from the universe.
He'll be sitting there quietly fuming.
I beg your pardon?
He'll be sitting there quietly fuming in a nice, passive manner.
Oh, my heart is good.
You can just imagine.
I beg your pardon?
I can just imagine.
So, no, it is. But anyway, I was just woke up and I'm wandering around in the half dark, as you probably saw, and I'm wondering what's cooking. But we're on air, so what were you guys talking about? I'm sorry to interrupt.
What else does Pat like to talk about? Pat was talking about sovereignty, and that's what we're talking about.
Good on you, Pat. We'll keep talking.
Basically, it's just all the corruption.
Who has
the whole system of power?
Who has power over you, Jill?
Who has power over me?
Yes.
All sorts of people, whoever I give it to.
Yeah.
You gave the right answer to it. You give it to.
Mm. The thing is, there's a bit of a myth about freedom, you know, like we're not really, there's the things that we don't have freedom over, you know, like we are interdependent and, but it's, you know, we are interdependent, you know, like it's sort of a myth that we're independent, isn't it?
No, it's
so
not.
It's,
why is
it? Sort of, well, I'm dependent upon Vin to host me tonight. Or dependent upon Steve, or, you know, like, I'm dependent upon Vin for my Sam to help get my Sam working.
The difference in that dependence, right? That's cooperation when it's possible, right? There's no cooperation in legality for anybody. They may make you seem like it sometimes, but it's never there.
Yeah, but when we're talking about power, why do we bring in the word legality?
Because legality assumes that we're all under its power. Everybody in the world.
Look, I see it as a game. I do know it's a dance.
Yeah. A dance where only one party wants to lead all the time.
My dog has power over me. He took my slipper and left it outside, and now it's raining, and I didn't pick it up when I saw it in the dark last night because I had my arm full of wood. Because my mother has power over me because I had to get the house warm for her. But, yeah, you're talking about the constitution and freedom in the country and all that sort of thing.
Any constitution or anything like that, because it's all legal bullshit, perfectly honest, right? What you were talking about there is responsibility as a natural human being, right? The dog is doing its own natural law. The natural law for us is not the natural law for nature. That's a different story.
What is natural law, Paddy? Pat?
Very simple. Do no injury, no harm, no loss.
But you go and tell that to a lion.
But the lion's not working with our natural law.
That's isn't it?
They're working with a different natural law. And none of them... None of them speak to tell us what it is.
Right. So when we're talking about natural law, we're talking about natural law with a capital N and a capital L, as in it's a name for something. Natural law is a name.
But why do you keep putting legal title on everything?
No, I'm not putting a legal thing on it. What I'm saying is...
You're putting capital N, capital N.
That doesn't make it legal. I'm saying that it's a noun or whatever.
Noun. Probit, nouns, verbs, they're all taught to you as a corruption of language. Did you know that?
Yeah, but when you say natural law, what I might assume to be natural law is different to what you assume to be natural law, because then when I hear the word natural law, and it actually has different implications and meanings to you, because when I then mention a lion... You say, oh, no, it's not a part of natural law.
No.
So I'm saying then when you're saying natural law, then you must be talking about something different that fits into a smaller definition. And so it must have like a capital N. In other words, it's a specific natural law, not the laws of nature.
Yeah, it's specific. It's specific natural human law. Everything has its own natural law. Grass, animals, snakes, fish, whales, all have their own natural law.
But a lion's natural law is not to do no harm or injury.
No, that's human natural law, Joe.
And who says, how do you know that is the human natural law?
Because you're born with it, it's inherent.
To do no harm or injury?
No injury, harm or loss.
Everyone.
So why do toddlers bite and pinch and scratch each other?
They know it's wrong, but yet they still do it.
How do you know they know it's wrong? Because babies just will reach out and scratch your face with their fingernails, and they'll scratch your face, and you could call that doing some harm.
You are talking about babies.
Aren't they human yet?
Yeah, but you're also talking about different situations. If it's a playful thing, it's not going to be harm.
It's not always playful.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's always a situational thing.
Right. So what I'm saying is, where does the definition of natural law really come from? Somebody's defined it.
Because nobody has to define it, John. You're born with it. It's an inherent law in you.
But I can't agree, because if it's that inherent...
Okay then, right, we'll put it another way, right? Is there any man or woman, right, except somebody who is severely mental ill, right, do you know that would gladly go out there and face conflict when they could avoid it?
When they can avoid it?
If they can avoid it, yeah.
Do I know anybody who would face conflict?
Anybody on the planet. It's not in the nature of man to create conflict. That's why they get the compliance they do off of humanity. It's very, very simple. People do not like conflict in their life.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Well, legislation is everything that is conflict.
And how did legislation arise? And how did Brehon Law arise?
Brehon Law was a law that was obfuscated to bring legislation into place.
Yeah, but I agree with that. But before they obfuscated, or there's another fabulous word for that too, natural law.
Well, obfuscation is just being ambiguous, Joe.
Oh, it's also hiding things by being ambiguous.
Yes, well, that's that means the same thing, being deception by ambiguity.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not just hiding. Yeah, there's a reason.
Purposefully deceiving people. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. And so we take that back. So we've gone beyond obfuscating Brehon Law, and now we're taking it back to Brehon Law, which we're not obfuscating. So Brehon Law arose, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did Brehon Law arise?
Brehon Law arrived thousands and thousands of years before the Bible. Mm.
Right? Why?
It was made up in Babylon.
Why did they make it up? Why did they need it?
Because the populations were expanding. Trade was becoming wider and wider.
And people had no morals?
Well, I don't know if they had no morals, Steve, because I wasn't living at that time, right? Well. But common sense, right, and simplicity tells you, right, those people at that time, right, if you look at it hard enough, we're an open mind. We're a lot closer to original law than we are today.
I think most fights sort of arose over most fights, when you look at it in the animal world, and probably I make the assumption in the human world, they arise because over territory and over a continuation of the species, over, you know, over breeding, over partners.
No, you're wrong, Nilton. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm. But they do with horses. They do with horses and dogs.
Yeah, right. Okay, right. But you're trying to compare two different natural living flesh and blood beings, right? Human.
Men fight over women.
Right, okay. Natural.
Women fight over men.
You're not listening. You're doing that
because I'm arguing. I am listening, but I'm arguing.
But you're not giving me time to answer the question, right? Natural law for animals and everything else below them is different from what natural law is for humans. Do not try and compare the natural world of a lion or a dog or a horse or a cat or a snake with humans.
Well, let's use monkeys.
Well, monkeys have their own natural law as well. The whole of nature has a whole natural law of their own. The natural law for humans is no injury, no harm, no loss.
Prove it.
Well, prove it as a law, you mean?
No, to me, convince me. Please convince me, Pat. Right, okay. Give me enough
it's
reasons.
It's inherent law, right?
Why?
Cause no injury, cause no harm, cause no law.
Who says it's an inherent?
Just let me finish, please, right?
Yeah, well, answer my question while you finish.
Just let me finish.
Let him finish.
And we'll get to the statement, and right? And then if there's anything that you don't understand in that, right, when it comes down to the difference between conformity, and I mean in the difference of level of conformity, you tell me, right? No injury, no harm, no loss, right? For a human, what other law do you need?
Who says it's a natural law? You're making statements that are like an appeal to authority.
I'm making a statement and I'm asking the question. What other law would you need other than inherent law?
Negotiation.
For what?
To negotiate the things that I want that you have that I can't have because...
Why do you need law for that?
Because monkeys, right, which are the closest, like bonobos and chimpanzees, both have to negotiate.
Monkeys live in a different world from humanity, John.
Oh, all right. Well, look, they have similar drives. Monkeys are closer to humanity than we think.
According to who?
According to Jane Goodall and people who've been studying bonobos and monkeys.
And that makes what?
I beg your pardon?
That makes them what? An obfuscator of the truth? Or a professor? Or somebody that has an authority of opinion over what you think?
You know what? I'm going to leave it for a minute. I'm going to get a cup of tea because I don't want to argue this any further.
No, it's not an argument, Joe. It's not an argument. It's a substitute.
I'm arguing.
You could argue. It's your free will and choice.
Because you're saying you won't even go along with anything about bonobos and chimps, and I can't develop this line of questioning and argument.
Because you're trying to put complication in your life where it's not required.
I'm not. I'm simplifying it back to primitive sort of monkeys and bonobos. And what I'm trying to say is we do have disputes over territory and mates, right? Because people need territory and mates in the monkey world, like in the survival world. So the way bonobos go about solving it is one way and chimps go about solving it is another, but they create different laws.
Right, okay, we'll take it a wee step further then. What is a monkey's address?
Well, there is no address for a monkey. There's a general area, probably. I mean, but they don't live in a house with a number on it.
Correct, right. What is your address?
I don't have one.
I do.
It depends whether when I'm moving. I didn't live last week, I didn't have
not,
one.
Whether you know it or not, you do.
Well, the monkey might have an address. They might go, oh, he's in that tree over there.
Well, in that respect, when it comes to address, right, everything on the planet has an address because it's included in a land plot.
You reside where you are, Jill.
Right? Yeah, in a tree.
Who owns or assumes to own every land plot number on this planet?
But they'd fight over trees. They'll fight over their branches on the tree.
I'm not talking about monkeys, Jill. I'm talking about everything, right?
Humans, well, there are nomadic humans.
Humans, monkeys, elephants, snakes, rivers, mountains.
We could take that on to. Yeah, go on.
There is.
I'm asking a question. Please answer. Right.
There is one difference between monkeys and man, Joe. Man has the ability. Man has the ability to reason.
And you don't think monkeys do?
Well, monkeys.
I'm sure they reason.
Yeah.
Well, do monkeys? Honestly, right. And when it comes to the sovereignty of man and woman, right? I think putting the argument of monkeys in it is a bit of self-denial to me, or any other natural law for any other beings that are on this earth.
All right. Well, look, it doesn't look as though we can go in the direction that you want to go necessarily. So I'm going to leave you for a few minutes because I've got to go and, am I having a show in 5 minutes or not? I don't know. But anyway, I didn't mean to come into this show.
If you want to have a show in 5 minutes. Do you want to have a show in 5 minutes?
Well, I thought I had a show in 5 minutes, but...
You do?
Yeah. So, and I really only rang you to find out what was going on with the station, and I was going to have my mother on this show, and I was also going to have Vibe if she got back from looking after her mother, and I was also going to have another person, and I thought Vin might be hosting me, so I should leave you guys to finish your show and say what you like to say.
Well, Vin is, I don't know what Vin's going to be doing, but he said his wife was in a, I'm not going to get into it. He just said he had other things to do, but that was a while ago.
Mm.
But if you want to have your show, that's up to you. You want to
well,
send
I don't
him a
have to have it.
If you want to send him a message and ask him to host you, that's fine.
I'll leave you with us, even you and Jill can figure it out, mate, right?
All right.
We'll catch you
there. Well, I'd rather leave you two together. you two go on for a while. You two go on for a while, and I'll let you know if I need to come in.
Not at all. No, it's your show time. You've booked it. Well, you've got things ready. So why delay it? It's not a problem.
It is your show time.
We're obviously not organized, so I'm going to hand it over to you guys because I haven't heard from Vin, and I did send him a message. So I think BIR,
the BIR,
I'll leave it to you.
The whole BIR network was down, John.
So I'm going to leave it to you, and I'm going to cancel my show. Because I would have heard from Vin if it was going to happen. But in the meantime, I'll get a cup of tea.
Okay,
because I've just woken up. You guys keep talking. Thank you for having me.
No problem. You're very welcome.
See you.
Bye, darling.
Yeah, this was actually supposed to have been Dial M for Mason, his show.
Aye, that's right. James Wright should have been on at 9 o'clock.
James Wright, yes, from 9 to 11. And then Jill would come on at 11. Yep. Well, yeah, I'm not going to have a show tonight because I'm going to make this my show, Pat. So there's no sense doing two hours here and then trying to do another 2 hours little bit later from now. But
it's crazy, isn't it? It's not a problem at all, Stephen. Might as well getting the message out there to people, gives them something to think about, try and find a path to the truth that enables them to empower themselves. Simple.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and let the stream go here.
Yep. Well,
I think I've got dinner pretty close to being done, and I need to get a shower also.
Not a problem, Steve. Thank you very much for the time.
Oh,
thanks,
you're welcome.
Joe, for coming on. I'll catch you. I'll see you all later.
Yes, I'm going to see if I can't play a song. I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but...
You be safe.
All right, everyone.
Catch you later, mate. Cheers.
I'll see everyone soon.
Bye.